All right, so we're going to talk about the various understandings of love and the various reflections of love, because most people are more loving in more ways than they realize. They're unconscious of it. The other day, somebody, I was polishing, there was this chrome around the top of the stove, and it was clean, but not really shiny. So I took a steel wool and I started scrubbing it like that, and then it shone like that, and I said, "Now, you see, it shines with love." So love takes many forms, doesn't it? Duty, commitment, caringness about everything. Yeah, I know. Love for your body. You know, you've got to love this thing. And if you don't, your wife complains bitterly that you don't. Nope, nice. So if you fail it, somebody will remind you to feed it, and all the things that are necessary to go with it. So love takes many, many expressions. It takes the form of caringness. See, we look at love as some maybe advanced state, and oh, we're not there yet. No, that's not so. Love is constant in our life, see, because nobody is completely at one level or another, see? Let's say, well, this guy's at 125, so he can't know what this is like. No, certain aspects of him do, and those aspects show up in certain aspects of life. So we begin to nurture those aspects and appreciate those aspects of life in which love is taking a form not usually labeled at love. You see, in our world, love, you know, denotes romance, denotes here and there, denotes a me loving you and a you loving me. And that kind of love can be lost. It can be won or gained or lost or taken away from you. And so that's a different kind of love than spiritual love, which is the awareness of a reality that is within you at all times. So in reality, love is a way of being in the world. Love is actually a style, a way of being. It's a way of holding yourself and life and every aspect of life within an overall context. And that overall context gives it a different meaning, significance, a different appearance. It is just as important to polish the chromium as it is to save the life of somebody dying by the side of the street. You understand? It's just that capacity takes this form here, it turns over the beetle that's on its back. Here it saves somebody who's bleeding by the side of the street and calls 911. And here it helps you in the door so you can get through. You see what I'm saying? So it's that capacity, that willingness to be that to the world. One has no idea of how that is going to be expressed. It may be explaining something to somebody. It may be telling them how to get to 33rd and Fordham. And you say, how do you get to 33rd and Fordham from here? You say, then you go here and you go there, and then you can't get to 33rd and Fordham from here. You can't get to there from here, no. So we see that love takes a thousand different forms, often unrecognized as what it is. As one gets more spiritually committed and advanced, you know, you begin to recognize its expression, and you begin to see love everywhere. And as you get into certain states, the beauty and perfection of all things, and the constant presence of love become somewhat staggering. At that point, it may be somewhat difficult to function in the world because everything reflects this beauty, and consequently, one has a tendency to break into tears. So, as you get into, let's say, the high 500s, there's a phase in which you cry all the time. People think you're sad, and it's quite the opposite. It's because everything is so exquisitely beautiful that the beauty of love. So beauty and love are one and the same thing. That which is loving is beautiful, and that which is beautiful is an expression of love, because divinity, as it expresses itself in perfection, in the lower levels one doesn't see perfection. What does one see in the lower levels? One sees all of this down here, because these are all your own projections. You constantly see that there's nothing worth anything in the world. You see that everything is sad. Here you see everything is frightening. Here you want everything. Here you're mad about everything. Here you're arrogant about everything. And then, so you don't give to get the lecture, and give the lecture until you get the courage. I said, this morning we're going. No, she said, this morning we're going. And here, if you get here or you don't, it's all the same. Life doesn't depend on one thing or another. So neutrality, you really reach by detaching from things. Yesterday, Kitty, of course, every lecture I give you the recent thing on Kitty. So Orange Kitty, to be dramatic, gets jealous of this affair, and the day before, yesterday afternoon, disappeared. The whole staff, everybody, instead of preparing for the lecture, scattered all over the landscape looking for the kitty. And there was a big hole in the screen. That's how Kitty got out. So, anyway, Kitty was found and the day was saved. as everybody was out there calling Kitty, Kitty, Kitty doesn't come to his name, but it keeps people looking for a kitty, feeling good. Actually, the kitty was discovered by one of the few we work with closely, and I forgot what I was talking about. So it was necessary to re-release on Kitty. In other words, to let Kitty go, and let go any attachment to Kitty. And so if Kitty was found, it was wonderful. And if Kitty was not found, it was okay. And so you see, those losses, what we look at as losses, are all opportunities to let go of attachments. So yesterday I had a chance to let go of any attachment that has developed over the years with Kitty. So if Kitty was lost, it was okay. And if Kitty was found, it was very good. So we see, to move up, we move into willingness.